Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, September 30th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Bear. Leading off this week, Apple continues to work on improving the stability and performance of iOS 13. The company has now released iOS 13.1.1 and iOS 13.1.2 to users, fixing several notable bugs. Last week, we told you about a bug in iOS 13 that would give third-party keyboards full access to iOS, even if a user had not granted that permission. iOS 13.1.1 fixes that bug and ensures that keyboards adhere to the privacy settings that you pick. Elsewhere, Apple says that iOS 13.1.1 fixes problems that could prevent an iPhone from restoring from a backup and addresses a problem that could cause excessive battery drain. Furthermore, there are also fixes for bugs in Reminders, Safari, and Siri on the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro. Specifically, Apple says that the recognition of Siri requests could have been impacted by a bug on the iPhone 11 series of devices. Next up, iOS 13.1.2 also includes bug fixes and improvements. Apple says the update fixes a bug where the progress bar for an iCloud backup could continue to show even if the backup was successful. The update also fixes an issue where the camera might not work, as well as an issue where the flashlight might not activate. Other improvements include bug fixes for the display, Siri shortcuts with HomePod, Bluetooth connectivity, and more. Rounding out these releases, Apple has also pushed watchOS 6.0.1 to the public. Apple says this update resolves an issue affecting the Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse watch faces, as well as bugs affecting the calendar complication and a bug that could result in a loss of display calibration data. So to recap, iOS 13.1.1, iOS 13.1.2, and watchOS 6.0.1 are now available to all users, as well as the corresponding iPadOS updates. Apple also continues to beta test watchOS 6.1, as well as macOS Catalina. There are currently no active betas of iOS 13, but that could change in the near future with something like iOS 13.2. This week, 9to5 Mac Daily is sponsored by Bear, the beautiful and flexible writing app for Mac, iPhone, and iPad. Whether you're taking quick notes, writing in-depth essays, or planning longer, more complex technical writing, Bear offers a super clean but powerful text editor. It also packs advanced markup tools, rich text and image previews, built-in organization and search, and much more. With the latest version of Bear, you can encrypt individual notes and lock Bear itself with password protection. You can also customize the app's appearance with a new theme selection and dark mode. There's also new export options for things like HTML, RTF, Markdown, PDF, and more. You can head to bear.app. That's BEAR.app to try it now. My thanks to Bear for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. In other news, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out today with a new investor note providing new detail on Apple's switch to mini-LED display technology. According to Kuo, Apple is working on new high-end iPad and MacBook models that use the new mini-LED technology. The iPad and MacBook models would use approximately 10,000 LEDs, according to the report, and Kuo believes that Apple prefers mini-LED to OLED because the two technologies provide similar color, while the mini-LED technology is not as susceptible to image burn-in. Apple also likes the fact that it can source mini-LED panels from multiple suppliers, whereas Samsung still dominates supply of medium-sized OLED screens. Mini-LED is also believed to result in thinner panels that are more power efficient, which is always beneficial to Apple's portable products like the MacBook and iPad. On the other hand, Mini-LED is expensive, which is why Apple is targeting the high-end iPad Pro and MacBook Pro lines, according to Kuo. Nonetheless, Apple believes the higher price should provide wider color gamut, high contrast ratios, high dynamic range, and localized dimming. All of these are major improvements, especially when compared to LCD. So when might we see these products in the real world? Kuo predicts that a mini-LED iPad could come as soon as the first quarter of 2021, while a mini-LED MacBook could be released in the second quarter of 2021. This would mean that we're likely another product cycle away from seeing Apple's Switch come to fruition, and that we should not expect Mini LED to appear in something like the 16-inch MacBook Pro, which is still rumored to be unveiled next month. Fans of augmented reality gaming will soon have yet another option on iOS. In May, Microsoft teased that it was working on an AR version of Minecraft called Minecraft Earth, and now we know the app will begin its rollout as soon as next month. Microsoft has announced that Minecraft Earth will start rolling out in select countries in October. It's unclear which countries the initial launch will include, but this also means that we should expect a widespread launch sooner rather than later. Minecraft Earth for iOS integrates augmented reality to let users create and explore worlds. Fans of traditional Minecraft gaming will also be pleased to know that many of the core features are also available in Minecraft Earth. This includes things like collecting unique variants, exploring the entire world, and more. There's also support for collaborative multiplayer, which means anyone with an AR-capable smartphone and Minecraft Earth installed will be able to join your session quickly, while support for AR means that you can experience your creations in front of you or all around you. If the gameplay of Minecraft Earth for iOS sounds familiar, it's because it was demonstrated at WWDC as an example of the augmented reality capabilities of iOS and iPadOS. Minecraft Earth faces quite a bit of competition in the augmented reality gaming space on iOS, but Microsoft seemingly hopes that its name recognition can help it succeed compared to others. To get a look at Minecraft Earth in action, check out the video at the link in the show notes below. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include a new video from Jeff Benjamin detailing over 25 of the best features of the iPhone 11. Meanwhile, Ben Lovejoy continues his iPad Pro Diary series with a closer look at iPadOS 13. 9to5Mac's Zach Hall has also gone hands-on with the ceramic Apple Watch Series 5 Edition. This is the first time Apple has offered the Apple Watch in ceramic since the Series 3, so be sure to check out Zach's hands-on photos for all of the details. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5Mac Daily.